Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, that's right. Put those hands together all over this place.
Do it also makes sense.
We come to praise him, we come to praise him and lift him up because he's worthy to be praised. I said, I see, are you ready? Put your hands together. Come on.
When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. I will dance.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. What a privilege it is to be able to wake up this morning. What a privilege it is to be able to give God some glory this morning. What a privilege it is to remember that God of this universe, the creator of everything, is ready to talk to us this morning, give us directions and guidance this morning. It makes you want to jump out of your bed and start dancing. It makes you want to get up and be ready before the time, ahead of time, and have a conversation with God as you go into your day, ladies and gentlemen. It is extremely necessary that you give God some glory in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, before you go out into your day, it is extremely necessary that you learn to tell God how much you love him, and that becomes the most important part of your day, ladies and gentlemen. Because when you come to a point when you recognize that I can't do nothing without you, Lord, that in you I move and I have my beings, God. So therefore I start out by saying I love you, Lord, and I praise you and worship you, and I give you glory and honor, God, that even with this very tongue that I have, I'm willing to surrender it and worship God. If I had 10,000 tongues, God, I would surrender them to you, God, for humanity, to help humanity, but to give glory to you, God. This morning we say, God, we appreciate you. To my audience this morning on the Kingdom Show for Dr. Bishop McKinney, we hit it real quick and sweet. We want to say today is a power day. Be powerful today. Be diligent today. Let what's in your heart go to your feet and be diligent today. Tell your feet to be jubilant, my feet, and get into the action. Tell your feet to take you where you need to go and be strong. Speak to your body, to your ankles and your feet. Speak to your knees and your legs and to your throat and command it to be strong in Jesus' name. First, get out the beam out your own eye. Then you can see clearly to be able to help your brother get it out of his. First, deal with the demons that's in your life this morning. Then you will be able to see clearly to help others deal with what's in their life, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Kingdom Show. And on the Kingdom Show, we deal with kingdom principles. One or two principles a day that you can take into your life and be strong. One or two principles a day that you could take into your life and be victorious, because it's about being victorious, ladies and gentlemen. If you've got the light, then you got to take the light everywhere you go and be victorious of the darkness, ladies and gentlemen. You are the light of the world, therefore you must shine, 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 because that's what God, your Heavenly Father, would have you to do. You must learn to shine and hope to shine and go to places where you can shine. Ask God, God, help me to shine that I might give the glory to you. He said, do these things that your Heavenly Father in heaven might be glorified. The Kingdom Show, we want to talk about kingdom principles, ladies and gentlemen. We want to be able to understand that no matter what you're dealing with in life, starts with you. No matter how difficult the situation to be an overcomer, it starts with you. This is he that overcometh. He that believeth that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. This is he that overcometh, ladies and gentlemen. And when you got that right, then everything else can be put in its right perspective as well. You don't worship clothes. You don't worship houses. You don't worship these things. You know that they're made with hammers and nails, and you know that they're made with blow torches and mechanical robots. Devices. These are man-made things, but God himself is the creator of you and I. And so since God is the creator of you and I, then you don't worship the trees or the You don't worship any of the things because God has made you a speaking spirit. And because God has made you a speaking spirit, ladies and gentlemen, that means that out of your spirit you take authority. You speak to your mind and you speak to your body, because the attacks will come to your body. They will come to your mind. Demon obsession is not demon possession, but demon obsession is pretty bad, ladies and gentlemen. Demon oppression, oppress, where you're being oppressed by a demon. He won't leave you alone. He ain't on the inside, but he's doing stupid knucklehead stuff to you on the outside. And it's an oppression, and you can't sleep at night, and you can't talk to nobody about it. But you can back that bad boy up in the name of Jesus. You just got to take authority and then get up and go forward. You either live or die on your word and your testimony, ladies and gentlemen. By the blood of the Lamb is what we stand on. Let it be done and let it be said that that's who we are and that's what we stand for. We stand for the blood of the Lamb. It ain't no blood of the sacrifice of no human. The sacrifice of the Lamb of God, which was Christ himself, has sacrificed once and for all. So there is no more sacrifice. Anybody else sacrifice anything on an altar and shedding it with blood, they're into paganism. I'm not judging it as good. They're trying to do the best they can, I imagine, but they're wrong. And that's what we wanted to talk about today. You cannot go forward by going backwards. You cannot start out backwards and expect to come out forward. You cannot work on the wrong team and expect to be a winner. You got to read the book, ladies and gentlemen. When you read the book, at the end of the book, it tells you who wins, ladies and gentlemen. How great is our God that he would give us a book and spread it all throughout the country and the world. And many have tried to stop it out and stop it and confuse it and defuse it, but they can't, ladies and gentlemen, because for this purpose are these things set forth, that you might know that Jesus is the Son of God, that you might know that Jesus is Emmanuel, that you might know that Jesus came into the world to take away the sins of the world. For this purpose were these things written. So therefore, you've got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that behold, what manner of love is this, that we should be called the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he appears, we're going to be like him, ladies and gentlemen. Take authority over your body. Take authority over your community. Take authority over your family in the name of that powerful name of Jesus. And ladies and gentlemen, it's a name that has been tested and tried. Demons tremble at his name. When he was present, they would fall and run in front of him and say, "What are you? What are we to do? What are you to do with us, Jesus? We know who you are." When he entered into the underworld, he took authority right dab in the middle of heaven. In hell, he took authority. We believe as Christians that he descended into hell for 3 days and he took authority. His body might was on a cross. They might have put his body in a tomb, but his spirit went into the underworld, just as the plan was laid out from the foundation of the world. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? By the power and the anointing of God, God began to do something in the earth realm and shake up the earth realm. When Jesus went into the underworld, bodies got up and started walking around Jerusalem. People began to tell the story of what took place in the underworld when Jesus came down and took authority. And so now we believe that Jesus is the champion of the universe. We believe that there is no name like the name of Jesus. We believe that every knee will bow, every tongue will confess to the name of Jesus, because He was sent into the world to take away the sins of this planet. He took the approach away. The world, whole earth was condemned. God separated the waters from the dry land, and God called the dry land earth, and he looked and he said, behold, it is very good. God called forth from the earth to bring forth vegetation and let the vegetation plenish the earth, and then he planted in a garden, and in that garden he gave authority to his son Adam. He said, this is my son, let it be known throughout the universe, throughout heaven, throughout that this is my son, and all the angels have to bow before him. The angel Lucifer said, God, I was created from the Shekinah glory of your glory, and you want me to bow down to the dust of the earth? You created him from the earth which you've given me authority over, the earth in which I had the angels plentifully controlling this earth, and you want me to bow down to Adam that you created from the dust of the ground. And God being the God that he is, perceived that there was iniquity in the heart of Lucifer, and jealousy was found there. And for this next phase of the operation of where God was taking his universe, he could not have any rebellion, so therefore God declared that man would have authority over this earth, that he gave man dominion over this earth. And that man then, through a two-day coup d'etat, through a transferring of trickery that took place with the story with Adam and Eve and a snake and a fruit that took place. And when that happened, ladies and gentlemen, we found that the whole planet went out. The darkness went out. The lights on planet Earth went out, ladies and gentlemen. When the coup d'etat took place, ladies and gentlemen, it affected even into the heavens, ladies and gentlemen. And what we find is that the planet Earth was in a terrible, terrible situation. But God of the universe spared this planet because he had a plan from the foundation of the world. And he said very distinctly, ladies and gentlemen, to the snake that the woman is going to bruise your head. The seed of the woman is going to bruise your head, lady. And that's what the prophecy that went out, the whole earth and the universe. The angels knew about it, that the seed of the woman was going to bruise the head of the serpent. And what we having take place, ladies and gentlemen, was God restoring this earth. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Nobody from planet Earth should have went to heaven. Nobody from planet Earth should have the privilege to go into the celestials of the heavens and be able to understand what God has put into the galaxies of the galaxies, ladies and gentlemen. None of us should be blessed with the privilege to be able to dive down into eternity and be able to understand the things that the angels have been understanding for centuries, ladies and gentlemen. The lights went out on planet Earth, but God, our Heavenly Father, decided that he would put a remnant from this earth, ladies and gentlemen. And if yesterday or today you decided that Christ would be your leader, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, you're on the right side. Because God made a way that in a split second of time, he said, though whosoever will, let him come. God made it possible, ladies and gentlemen, for you to be born out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, and that reaches into eternity, ladies and gentlemen. You on the right side, ladies and gentlemen, and God knew you would need a light. So he wrapped himself up in flesh and blood. And he came into a little city called Bethlehem. And they wrapped him up in some grave clothes, called him swaddling clothing. And they laid him in a manger, ladies and gentlemen. And this baby grew up and he became king. They called him King of the Jews, ladies and gentlemen. But here's the irony, they didn't understand who he really was. They crucified him on a cross, ladies and gentlemen. They put him on a cross and they nailed him and they struck him. They stretched him out long and wide, ladies and gentlemen. And the blood came streaming down his back, and the blood came streaming down his forehead like sweat, ladies and gentlemen. The blood from his feet, from his corpuscles in his feet, ladies and gentlemen. They busted him wide open as they tried with two or three different nails to get it right, ladies and gentlemen. They destroyed the master of the universe's feet, ladies and gentlemen. The nails, and they pounded and they pounded with no regulation for respect for his mama that stood there watching. They didn't understand that this lady that was standing there watching nails into his feet, that this lady had the privilege to carry God in her bosom, ladies and gentlemen. Behold, a virgin shall be with a child. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is meaning God with us, ladies and gentlemen. She watched them bust the feet of her baby boy that she carried in her womb, and she knew it was God. And she knew and she carried in her heart that her son was sent into the world to take away the sins of the world, ladies and gentlemen. And that reaches down to the depths of sin, ladies and gentlemen. That reaches down to the depths of sin, ladies and gentlemen. So it doesn't make a difference what you did, ladies and gentlemen. Come to the master's table, because the blood that came streaming down was for you and I, ladies and gentlemen. No more blood sacrifices. No more blood sacrifices. No more blood sacrifices is not needed. It's not needed to sacrifice the blood of bulls and goats. It's not needed to sacrifice the blood of virgins or children. It's not needed to sacrifice to get ahead, because this is he that overcometh the world, ladies and gentlemen. He that believeth that Jesus is the Christ. He that believeth that Jesus is God. He that believeth that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, ladies and gentlemen. Take authority today by the power of your testimony in the blood of the Lamb. You are on the right side. You in the kingdom for such a time as this. Get up off your rusty dusty and go take authority. Jesus said, can't you just walk with me a little bit? Let me show you some great and mighty things that you didn't even know. Go lay your hands on the sick and speak the devil out of suicide. Come against suicide, come against murder today. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has set you free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage, ladies and gentlemen. Today you join the kingdom show because you in the kingdom and your Father is the King. Bless you today, ladies and gentlemen. I bless you today, ladies and gentlemen. Be strong and let your light shine. Let it shine like you never let it shine before. Be victorious in Jesus' name.
From the mountains.